Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We're all learning about the liver, all about the liver. So the question was, because the liver is consistent of blood, with basically solid blood. The question is whether the liver itself, if you cook the liver by itself, does the blood go out and then come back into the liver to make it usser? And the other question was, with the liver, if you cook it, does the blood go out and then make other things usser? So basically we had the Shaila, who said that for one, he said it's not, doesn't necessar itself, but it is necessar other things. So we're going to continue in the let's get to that. It says Maishna, right? Rav Safra asked Abaye, go back to Amud Beis, because you have a few Amud Beis, 5 lines to the bottom. It says Maishna lemeisha nafshi delomi boile. Why is the din of kaveh itself? You didn't have a suffix, but you had no suffix for the din of kaveh. That's not because it was a mission in Trumos that said Eina Nesaris, that the kaveh does not become usser. So he says if that's the case, lemeisha lechaverte, whether it should usser, it means if you cook it by itself, the blood itself. Well, the idea is saying that it's exude, the blood is coming out, exuding the blood, it doesn't have time to bring it back in. But the mason lechavertei namoti by law, to say that if it's cooked with another piece of meat, it should ask for another piece of meat, also shouldn't be a shayla. It's not, because you learned over there in the mission over there, hakovero seres, ve'inan er seres, the kaved asks other things, but it itself doesn't become usser. Neshi poletis ve'inu balas, because it exudes the blood, but it doesn't absorb it. So Amrlei, they say, no, dilma hasam bekaved of the Yisura. Maybe that mission is not talking about a problem of blood, it's talking about a problem of Isser, of a tam, that the kaved came from an Isser animal, so maybe like a behemoth trefa, and therefore mishum misham nunisa. And they're worried more there about the shuman, about the fat that's going out. And that's why it's going to usser all other things. Doesn't really so make sense, because it itself is usser to begin with. Why does the Mishnah say, Eina Oseres, but okay. Right, so, but the question still remains, Mishum Demamai. So the question still is, what's the story with the liver of a heter animal? If it's cooked with other pieces of meat, does the blood that comes out of the liver usser the other pieces of meat? So, Ki Hadar Solik, so when Safra went back to Eretz Yisrael, that's what we're up to, Ashkechele Rabbi Zerika. He found there Rav Zerika, and he asked him the question about whether a kaved would asser other pieces of meat that's being cooked with it. So he says, Amr Leis, so Rav Zerika says back to Rav Safra, Hanami loti boilach, this also shouldn't be a shayla, but we shouldn't have a question, because, I'll give you the following case, the ana, that I guess meaning Rav Zerika, the yanai breder of Ami, and yanai, Ikloan leve Yehuda breder of Shimon ben Pazi. We went to the house of Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. V'kervu lan kanya bikofe, and they brought to us a dish. After serving this at the wedding, they brought to us the dish of the trachea with all its attachments. Rashi says, "What's the trachea with all the attachments? Hakana im kol hamachurbalo, everything attached to it. Hareya, the lungs, v'halev, the heart, the kaveh, the liver, the kulan nizbashlu yachad, and they were all cooked together." So you see that the kaveh was cooked together with these other pieces, and they served it. So there's no problem that the blood of the kaveh is not considered something that ushers other pieces of meat. So v'achalna, and we ate it, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, wait a second, maybe that might not be a proof. Maskif lo Ravashi. Ravashi asks on this raya brought by Rav Zerika, v'itema Rav Shmuel mizrukinya. Some say he says Rav Shmuel, v'dilma pi kane chutz l'kedera have. In that case, it's the reason why they let the trachea in. They basically used the trachea as a drain, so it was like as a straw. And they would keep, as Rashi points out, that they would keep the trachea outside of the pot, like tilted down, and it would. And when you cooked it, it would draw out all the blood. All these organs are connected to the trachea. So what the trachea is doing is sort of like a straw to sift, to get all the blood that comes out. It's used as a strainer or as a drain, right? Rashi says, Dilma pi kane chutz l'kedera have. V'simpune ha'kavit shofkin derech kane, and all the veins and everything of the kane pour out of the liver pour out through the trachea, right? V'shulchan ha'kavit shofkin derech kane ha'kavit l'toch kane ha'gadol shareya v'yotzi dam derech alo chutz l'kedera. Basically, you drew out all the blood, so there was no blood in here. You're cooking, you're pulling out the blood, so that's where they're able to serve it, right? V'dilma pi kane chutz l'kedera ave. The Gemara says inami, or another possibility as to why they were able to serve it. Is miklat havecholit le meikara? What they do is that they put the liver in some either boiling water or some vinegar. Right, Rashi says cholit have meikara v'nizbashal dama besocho kidei shelo yiflot od kishe bishluhu ima acher v'dama amuga betocho mutter kozman shel goyetsi. They did it somehow. They do this process where they put it in some vinegar, and it sort of seals the liver so that the blood can't come out. And the Rashi points out, the blood that's in the liver is nivlavo, it's not only usher if it comes out, and here it'll never come out. Somehow you sealed up, right, you seal it so that it doesn't come out. And that's why it could be mutter. We still then don't have a raya of what the story is about this blood when it goes and mixes in with the other pieces of meat. So, right, similar to Kihad Rav Huna Chaltik Lebechala, Rav Nachman Chaltik Leberoche. So these two, the Amoraim, Rav Huna would seal the liver with this vinegar, and Rav Nachman would seal it with this boiling water, and it would be sealed, and that would be a problem. Okay? So, Sabar Rav Papa Kamei de Rav Lemeimar. Rav Papa thought to say, Chala Asir. I guess if you're doing this searing, right, sealing with the liver, with the vinegar, so Rav Papa was to say that the vinegar that you used now becomes usher, right? Chala would become usher. Rashi says, Oso chomech shenitzmes bo usher, the kasavar moti mixas min adam, because he felt that some little bit of blood would come out during this process. So if it comes out, then that blood becomes usher. So Rav Papa Kamei de Rav Lemeimar, Chala Asir. Amalei, wait a second, he says to him, I Chala Asir. If this vinegar itself is usher, Ihu Nami Asir, it itself should be usher, Ki Hechi De Palat Hadar Bala. If you're telling me that enough of the blood comes out to make the vinegar usher, then the liver itself should be usher if it cooks by itself, because enough of it should come out and then go and then be absorbed back in. I think that's what he's saying. Right, he says, Rashi says, Ichala asur, if the vinegar becomes asur, then the liver also will kihechi the palat hadar bala, because if during the short period of time it exudes a certain amount of blood into the chomets, then, and we don't see the blood, right? In this case, okay, what's the case? You're putting the liver into this vinegar. And you're saying that a little bit of the blood comes out into the vinegar and makes it usher. Right. Well, if that's the case, and where did that little bit of blood go? We don't see it. It must have come out and gone back into the liver. Well, now I have blood that left the liver coming back in. The liver itself should be usher. And we know the liver's not usher. So if the liver's not usher, the vinegar is not usher. I think that's how you read it. Yeah? Okay. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Rav Bar Shaba, Iklevei Rav Nachman. So Rav Bar Shaba went to the house of Rav Nachman. Aitule kabda shlika. They brought him a liver that was sholok. Sholok, I think, means, I'm not sure how you translate it, means like really heavily cooked, overly cooked. Right, stewed? Okay. Right, it's overly cooked. So the idea is that, right, the lo achal, and he didn't eat it. Right, so Rav Bar Shaba did not eat this overly cooked liver. We had said before that a liver cooked by itself is still mutter. But now we're saying with this overly cooked, heavily cooked, stewed liver by itself, he won't eat it. Amrule bar be rav dilgav. Amrule, they said to Rav Nachman, bar be rav dilagav lo achel. I think it means the young whippersnapper, that's your guest, didn't eat. Umihu, and what's his name? Rav Bar Shaba. So Amrulehu Rav Nachman said to them, gamul shaba, force feed it to the son of Shaba. I mean, it was Rav Bar Shaba. Force feed it, make him eat it. What's he's being mocked for no reason? Make him eat it. Right, Rashi says, Amru le beirav blag lo achil. Amru leol le Rav Nachman talmud gamul shava hagmiu vehilitiu l'shava al korcho al shem aviv korov. He says, so why did he force feed it? What's going on here? So and what's the difference with this heavily cooked and why would he be a shaila? So they says kitanai. So maybe we can. So again, so when it comes to this heavily cooked or stewed, as you said, Rav Nachman says you can still eat it, and Rav Bar Shaba would not eat it. So Kitanoi, maybe their machlokas about this covered sholuk is dependent on a machlokas tanoim, because we have a brisa that says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, HaKoved Oseres, the covered asers other pieces of meats that are cooked with it. It goes out into them. The Eina Neseres, but in itself doesn't become, because it's just busy putting out the blood, it's not absorbing. Right, Nesha Paletes Veino Balas. It expels blood, but doesn't absorb blood. Rabbi Shmuel Beno Shel Rabbi Yochanan and Broka Omer Mitubeles. If the liver is spiced with all these spices, Oseres V'gam Neseres. it becomes usher, and it makes other things usher, right? Why? Because I guess the spices allow it to reabsorb, to come back and reabsorb it. So therefore, if it's reabsorbed, it becomes usher. Right in the Sarah, right? The fish la achar shenigmar plitasa goes zeres below us. Shuluka, if it's stewed, heavily cooked, oxeres, it makes the other piece of meat usher. Vin ne eseres, and it itself becomes usher. Again, why? Because they say that the shlika goes for a long time, and since it's going for a long, long time, it allows for the blood to be reabsorbed into the liver. So that might be the machlokas. According to Rav Bar Shaba, he holds like this Rabbi Shmuel Menosha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, that it's usher, whereas Rav Nachman says that it's mutter. The problem is, though, then why are you forcing him to eat? He's holding like a legit shita. The question, right, the Rashba explains that what happened was when you overly cook something, it becomes very soft. Cook for a very, very long time until you burn it. I guess you're cooking it, so it's in water, it becomes really, really soft. So does that softness then allow for the blood to come back in? And that's the machlokas. Bless you. Still, if it's a machlokas tanoim, like why was Rav Nachman forcing him to eat it? Okay, Rabba bar Rav Huna, ikla lebe Rabba bar Rav Nachman, aisi lekame plus save tachi. So it's got to keep the name straight. So Rabba bar Rav Huna comes to Rabba bar Rav Nachman. House, okay, so bar Rav Huna is by bar Rav Nachman, and aisi lekame plus save tachi. They brought before him three sa'a worth of beautiful bread. Pasnakia, that had it was oil on it and honey on it, a beautiful piece of baked item. Amrle, so Rabba bar Rav Huna says to the household of Rabba bar Nachman, Mihava Yadisu Dasina, you guys knew that I was coming, that you're able to have something so prepared. If some of our wives have everything prepared for people to come all the time, but if you had something beautiful prepared, Mihava Yadisu the Isnu, Amrle, so they said that to him, it wasn't you, Mi Adifat Lan Mine. It's Erev Shabbos, they were saying. Who's more important than Erev Shabbos? Of course we had stuff ready. It wasn't for you. We had it prepared for Shabbos. My Rashi says, Yom Shabbos Haya. Dechsev, because he says, we have to put the Karasal Shabbos Oneg. You have to call Shabbos Oneg. We didn't know you were coming. We did for coming Shabbos. Adahachi, so while they were still talking with this, Ashkach, so I guess Rabba Bar Puna was a guest, he found, Hahu Kavda, there was this liver, Dehave Basimpone, the blia dame, right? It had the veins of the liver that were filled with blood. Amar lehu, so Rabba Rav Huna says to the household, Amai avidetu hachi, why did you do this? Rashi says, Afal pi shadam hanivla bo heterhu, miu dam hakonos besimponos damhu. He says the blood in the liver itself is mutter, but the blood that's in the arteries and the veins, that's blood that's coming around from the outside of the body. That's usher blood. So why are you serving this simponos over here? So Amrule, so they said to him, okay, Elahechi Echinavid, so what should we do in order to get rid of the blood? So Amrule, who he says to them, Kiru, I guess, rip the liver, Shesiv Erev, cross horizontally and vertically, V'chitucha letachas, and while you're roasting it, keep the tear down, keep the tear down, so when you roast it, the blood all drips out, right? It says chaticha tachas, chatucha lemata kishinotzneu b'tanur litzlos kadeshi yazov adam v'yetzei. So that it should come out. So that's what he says. That's how you kept. So the liver itself might be okay, but if you have to be careful now that you have all these ligaments, not ligaments. So the veins, ligaments don't carry blood. Veins carry blood. You have the veins in the liver. You got to get the blood out of there. So you got to slice it open, and then when you roast it, the blood will drain out. I believe that's what you can do. That's what you do. So Hani Mili, this idea that you have to rip or cut the liver prior to roasting it, that is only bakavda. That's only by the liver. Aval techala, but when it comes to the spleen, even though it's apparently red, right, Rashi says, aval techala ein bo dam, bafilik de rishari. The spleen itself, even though it looks reddish, apparently, it doesn't have blood, and therefore, it's shumna ba'almahu, it's just considered fat, And therefore, you don't have to rip it. You can cook it. You can cook it, I guess, as is. Ki ha de Shmuel avdi le tavshila de tchile biyoma de avid milta. Like Shmuel used to make this dish of the spleen on the day that he was make his dam. What's the problem? Make his dam, because it's too. If he's make his dam, I guess it's dangerous not to eat a lot of blood. But he's proving. But even during the day that he was that he bloodlet, he had no worries about other of the blood. That's why he would have the spleen, which is not filled with blood. Apparently, seems to be what he's saying. What?
Which is not true.
What, the spleen is filled with blood?
Yeah, that's what all the blood cells, which are T cells.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, and then it happens to also be, how's well Yeshita, one second. Oh, so this whole idea where that Rav Bar Shava came to the house of Rav Nachman, and they gave him the cooked liver, and he didn't eat it. Tosfos points out, they must have not have placed it in that vinegar to seal it off, because if it was sealed off in that vinegar, you have to all the things that could have been done to prevent it must not have been done.
Right.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have really had the problem. And they didn't do that because it was cooked by itself. It wasn't being cooked with other things. Okay, that's fine. There is a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that says, I guess all the other Rishonim, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is that once you heavily salt the liver, then that's as if you cooked it and drew out the blood, and then it's no longer a problem. Most Rishonim argue on that. There is a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch about the liver, and in the first the halach there is that we don't somechon, not somechon this Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Itmar, send the base medrash. Kavda ilave bizarra shari. Okay, so now you have the Rashi says, Kavda Iloy Bisara, Bitanur Hayutsolim Kol Tzlishalahem. They would roast things in this oven. Vihudo Shoshpud Toiloy Lamata. I guess they would just have the spit, going up and down. It didn't lie flat, it was up and down. Ukeshakave Nosun Tchila. And if you put the liver on the spit first, Viachar Habasar, and then the basar, Nimtsa Kovid Elyon Kishatolin also. So then, when they would put it on, and they would turn it upside down. It would end up being that the liver would somehow. Now you're roasting the liver with another piece of meat underneath it, and it turned out the liver is on top. So the blood is now dripping out of the liver onto this other piece of meat. But the Gemara says though, kavda bisra, kavda ile bisara shari. Nevertheless, the meat is going to be mutter because dama misrak sarik. Was Rashi there? That afal pisha zav min akaved. Even though the blood comes out of the liver, ala basar, onto the meat, ebekachlom, we're not concerned about that. Lefisha adam aide tzli, enu noach livlo, ele machlik vidofel. When you roast it, the blood doesn't become something that becomes absorbed. It becomes very slick. It's very, right? He says that it's machlik, which is smooth, vidofel. It just drips right off the meat. That's what they say. Tema misrak sarik. But kichala ali basara, if you have the udder on top, so now we're worried about the milk coming out of the udder. So kichala alav bisara aser. That becomes aser. Why? My taima saruse misrach masrich. That the milk, unlike the blood, the milk when coming out of the udder will be absorbed into the piece of meat. Right? Says nidbak v'nivla. Right? Rav Dimi v'nehardo masli ipcha. Rav Dimi from Nehardo, he learned it the opposite. He said, Kichala alive bisara, when you had it with the udder on top of the meat, that's mutter. Why? My taima, chalev shchuta. He says that, well, the milk that's coming out of the udder is mutter, because it's talking about a shechted animal, right? It's mutter, and it's really mutter, it's only asr midrabanan. Chalev shchuta derabanan. Therefore, we're not going to be, since it's only a din derabanan that's coming out, because really when you shechted it, the milk inside was considered meat, it's not considered milk, and it's only asr midrabanan. So for the isr derabanan, a basar b'cholav, we're not going to be concerned to say that maybe during the roasting process, the milk got absorbed into the other piece of meat. But kavda, when it comes to the liver, ilai basara, which is on top of the meat, we're going to say it's asr, why? Because dam, deoraisa. Dam is asr midoraisa. and therefore we should be machmir to be choshesh, even the dam that comes out of the liver, which is, I'm not sure I'm going on because that was our whole shaila to begin with, but assuming the dam that comes out of the liver is asur midoraisa, so then we have a shash of an isur midoraisa, and that we are going to be choshesh that maybe that blood got absorbed into the liver. Okay, darish mareimar made a drasha hilchasa halacha lemaisa. He says, "Bein kavda, bein kichala, tute bisara shari." If the liver or the udder are underneath the meat, then it's mutter. Ili bisara, if it's on top of the meat, the yevet in lichatchila lo. So there's a paskin that lichatchila you should not roast it that way, where the blood of the liver or the milk of the udder are going to drip down onto the lower piece of meat. But the yevet, if you did that, We're not gonna asser it. That's the way you should do it. Okay. Again, do not paskin, right? Danger, warning. Do not paskin after Gemara. We're only learning according to Shita of Rashi for the most part. Maybe a little bit Tosos. There are other Shitos we've shown him throughout. Shulchan Aruch is machmir some things.
I thought you were going to say one of the quotes of the Shita of Meir
Shapiro. Okay. Which is, so that is just don't not pass us without the Gemara.
Okay. I don't know anyone who
roasts other than anyone. Okay. Rav Ashi, they don't serve the big trachea piece? I thought that was a good dinner. Ask the caterer. What that's what you can do.
It's a good accoutrement.
Rav Ashi, ikl the day Rami bar Abba Chamua. So Rav Ashi went to the house of Rami bar Abba, his father-in-law, I guess. Right? Chazi livrei de Rami bar Abba. He saw the sons of Rami bar Abba, which I guess are his brothers-in-law, right? They saw that, or his son, Dikah, what was he doing? Dikah shapi kavda iluvi besara. Lichachila, he's roasting the liver on top of a piece of meat. So Rav Ashi says to him, Amar kamu yari amir rabbanim. Look at this balgaiva, he's so yari, look at this balgaiva. Emod amir rabbanim b'dievin, lichachila mi amar. B'dievin, if that happens, you can do it, but lichachila to roast that, what are you doing? Okay. Fine, continuing. Next. Even though we just said, I think what the Gemara was saying, even though that we just said that it is permitted, by the Eved at least, to roast, to roast the meat on top of the liver, e'ika beidugi, bisara ile kavda nami asar. If you have this thing called beidugi, it's also asar. Rashi says beidugi, shenosnin kli lekabel hashuman, kiderok shuan osim la'avazim. I guess with their geese also, they would put some kli underneath the spit to collect the fat that was coming off. So that's considered beidugi. So if you do the beidugi, then you cannot, I guess it's also what happens, it's forbidden to roast even the meat on top of the liver because I guess the blood goes out of the liver into this beidugi.
You take the beidugis on top.
The beidugi is on the bottom to collect. I think it's underneath it. So what becomes asr? The beidugi, I guess, becomes asr.
Well, what's dripping down?
The blood from the liver.
So dripping on the beidugi.
Right, that's what thinks what's going on, right? He says, "E'ika beidugi." If underneath the spit, you have this kli that's there to collect the fat that's coming off the meat. So the blood is also going to be coming off. So bisra ale kavda nami asr. So then now, if you put the meat on top of the liver, it's also asr to roast it, because the dam of the liver, or what you can end up doing is you don't do that, because you end up doing is you're now going to be collecting blood and fat, and you're going to cause something, a problem. Umayshna midama de bisra. So why is that different from the blood itself of the meat? Like if I would roast the meat itself, blood would come out. So why is that different than the blood of the liver coming out? So he says, dama de bisra shachin dama de kavda kafi. He says that it's different types of blood. The blood of the meat will it's going to go to the bottom of the kli, and the fat's going to arise to the top. And therefore, you're able to skim it, and you can have the fat. As opposed to the blood of the liver, it's a heavier blood, I don't know, or lighter blood, and therefore it's going to become more mixed within the beidugi, and you're going to have the problem. So it's the different types of blood. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman. If not, sort of switch gears now from the liver to other halachos. So Amar Rav Nachman. Now, it says Amar Shmuel, Sakin sheshachat ba, asur lachtos ba roseach. the knife that you use to shecht, you cannot then go ahead and use that knife on a high item, because the Gemara is assuming when the makum shechita is considered roseach, there's heat. So there's a transfer, using the heat, you can transfer something, you're transferring the blood of the shechita onto the knife. Then when you use that knife onto something else that's hot, that blood is going to be pulled into that item and it becomes aser. Right, so that's what he says. Rashi says, "Sachin shechach shachach ba, id the base hashchita roseach. Since the base hashchita is warm, boleya hasakim in adam. The knife absorbs in the blood. If you also lachtach ba roseach, the base shechozim in polik ba." Exactly what he said. So right, but you can't use the roseach. But sonin, if you want to now use this knife for cold, you want to cut up, I don't know, a piece of cheese. Amri Allah boy hadacha. Some say it needs to be washed. Machlok is showing whether it means the knife needs to be washed before used, or the food that you cut needs to be washed after it's cut. So Amri le boy hadacha, Amri le lo boy hadacha. Some say it doesn't need a lacha. Rashi says boy hadacha is hahut soni. That cold item that you cut now has to just be rinsed before you can eat it. As we say, before you use the knife, rinse the knife. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Ka'ara shemalach ba'basar. So now I have this bowl that I used as the receptacle when I salted meat. Shechted the meat, was salting the meat to get the blood out. So I used this ka'ara. Asur le'echol ba'roseach. I cannot use it to eat another hot piece of meat. Why? Rashi says, lefisha bala ba'hadam. Because it absorbed, the blood is warm, I guess, it absorbed the blood. V'nasan tam rishon havika isser gamor. And the tam in the blood is isser, and therefore it comes out. He's right. Amar Shmuel ka'ara shemalach ba'basar, asr lecha ba'roseach, hu shmuel tamei, and Shmuel is consistent. The Amar Shmuel, maliach harehu kiroseach. Salting equals cooking, equals heat. It was roseach, it's something hot. So the salt on the plate is hot. So you had the salt. It was the medium to transfer the taste of the blood into the plate. If you use the plate for something hot, the blood's going to come out and make it usher. Right, maliach ke roseach, and he says kavush harekum avoshol. Kavush machlokas again. What it is? Kavush means either mean that you pickle something or you let it sit in water for over 20, you soak it for over 24 hours. That's considered mavushal. So if you soak a piece of meat and milk together, you'd be over the miser. If you do kavush, you'd be over the iser. The ki aser Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, Amar, he said the name Rav Yochanan. No, I argue. Rav Yochanan argues maliach einak roseach. Salting is not considered a heat, therefore will not transfer. And kavush einak mavushal. Kavush is not like mavushal. So Ravin says the name Rav Yochanan against Shmuel. Then so they say, wait a second, Amar Abaye, hader Ravin lesa. That which Rabin said, that Rav Yochanan argues on Shmuel regarding Meliach Kiroseach and Kavush Kamavushal, don't listen to what Rabin said. He's wrong. Why? The following case. Tehahi Pinka. You have this Pinka. Rashi says, Ka'ara Shocheresh She'enlo Takana B'Hagala. You have this earthenware bowl. Do you know about earthenware? If it absorbs Isser, there's no way to kasher it. You have to break it. You can't do Hagala on the earthenware. So, okay. So I have this earthenware bowl. Dahave Bey Rabbi Ami, that was in the house of Rabbi Ami. The Moloch Bey Bisra. And they used it to salt the meat. Vitavre. And after they did that, they broke it. Because it had no takana. So the Gemara says, so therefore, what would cause it to be usher? Only if it absorbed the blood. How is it absorbing the blood? Only through the medium of the salt. So where it says, so you see now, according that in the house of Rav Ami, they did view Meliach Kiroseach. So now how does that transfer to Rav Yochanan? And Rav Ami, Talmud Rav Yochanan Havi. Rav Ami is a student of Rav Yochanan. He's only going to do what Rav Yochanan said. My time at Tavre. So why did he break it? Must be because he heard from Yochanan. The Amar, Meliach Harei Kiroseach. Because the salting is like Roseach. If Meliach, the salting does not create the heat to transfer the taste, then why would he break it? There'd be nothing wrong with the Klicheres. He broke it because there was no fix. He couldn't fix the Klicheres because it absorbed the blood. How did it absorb the blood? Through the Melicha. Melicha Harei Kiroseach, like Shmuel, not like Ravin. Okay. Yosef Rav Kahana, Achua de Rav Yehuda, Kamei de Rav Huna. So Rav Kahana is sitting in front of Rav Huna, Yosef Ka'amar, and he sits and he says, Ka'ara Shemalach Bo Basar. the bowl that you use, the plate that you use to salt the meat, asr lecha bol roseach. You can't use it to then eat hot food. I guess you have to, as long as you have to kasher it, I guess, or if it's charis, you have to break it. You can't use it to eat hot food. Well, I guess you can use it for cold. Tzinon, when it comes to a radish, which is sharp, shechatecho b'sakin, it seems to me that you used a knife that already had absorbed meat to cut the radish, mutter le'achlo b'kutach. You can still dip that radish in kutach, which was some dairy condiment. Right? You can still dip it in. So, okay, what's the case again? Tzonot shechato b'tzakin, Rashi says, afal gav de agav chorfei de tzonon, there's some sharpness of the tzonon, hu boleya mishum nunis hashzakin hakarish alav. It will absorb, like the whole thing with onions and radishes, these things have to be careful, you have a separate knife. So even though the radish could absorb from the knife, v'have high tzonon is seen as tam rishon, so rebel isha mamash, rabbi basar, mutal achol tzonon b'tokon. So what happens is, I have this fleshith knife, I use this fleshith knife to cut the radish. Now the radish is strong enough to take some of the taste from the fleshith knife. He says you still nevertheless can use the radish and dip it in the milchik. Why? My timer. Amar Abaye says, no, because hai hateribala, v'ha isurabala. There's a difference because the what the knife was absorbing was heter. It was just absorbing fleshith. Big deal. The plate was absorbing blood, which is usser. Rabbi says, who cares? Who cares what you absorbed at the time? The problem is what you're using for it now. Once I use this knife that absorbed the heter meat, but I'm now putting it, transferring that meat to the radish and dipping the radish in milk. Why? So who cares what it absorbed originally? So I'm going to say, the ki bala hetera my have. So, hi hetera, this tam heter in the meat, the usser de isurahu, the isurakasi. It's going to cause isser when you eat it with the kutah, because it's causing basar b'chalav. So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Hai efshel mitame, the high low efshel mitame. The difference is when it comes to the knife that you cut with the fleshith knife, you can, I guess, lick the knife or taste the knife to see whether or not there's a taste of meat on the knife. And then if there's no taste of meat and you cut the radish, then you won't have the problem. The bowl is you can't taste it because you can't. What if there was blood on the bowl? Then you violate an isser. What if there was meat on the knife? So you lick meat, big deal. But so therefore, the difference is you had the ability to check it, and once you checked it, then you were able to use it. Right? Amar Rava, high efshel mitame, v'hai low efshel mitame. So Amar Le Rapapa Rava. So Rava says to Rapapa, ulatame kfeila arama. Why don't I have the? I can have the. I could cook something in the bowl that you salted in, and have give it to a goy to taste. Kfeila arama. Me lo tlam, saw this price before. Kederish a bishabal basar lo yosha b'chalev. A pot that you cooked flesh, you'll say that you couldn't cook milk, it's in it. V'im bishel, and if you did, it's been no same time. It transfers taste, becomes usher if you have this nisinas tam. Bishel ba truma, if you cook truma in something, lo yuvasha b'chulim. Don't cook chulim in it. V'im bishel, but no same time. And if you did, then the transfer, the isser is going to be by nisinas tam, if it transfers a taste. V'amrina, bishel ba truma, I can figure out whether the truma is usher or not. Bishel ba truma, time l'koi. I'll give it to a Kohen to taste. If the Kohen tastes the Truma, it's don't give it to a non-Kohen. If the Kohen doesn't take the Truma, then we know that there's Bittul, and we're okay. Ella Basar B'cholev Mantamile. Who's going to be the one who's going to risk tasting, right, determine whether the milk or conflation can transfer any part of taste. But Amar La, let's make Kvela. You just have a Kvela. Again, Machlok, whether Kvela is a professional or non-professional. It's Mesiach Latumo, or it's a non-professional, you just ask him Stam, or Kvela, you tell him about it, and he's not going to lie because he's worried about his reputation. So hachanami litamik kvela. So to here we should have a kvela. Much as ein hachanami, hachanami ki kamina like a kvela. We're talking about a case where you're in shul and there is no kvela to taste it. So if there's no kvela to taste it, so I got a problem. When it comes to the knife, no problem. Taste the knife. When it comes to the pot, the bowl used with blood, I'm stuck because I have no one who can taste it. Okay. Itmar, next case. Okay, now we get to the sugya of matbarnat. No same time, bar, no same time. Itmar. Dogim sha'alu bika'ara. Okay, so it seems to be over here is you had fish. Rashi says you had roasted fish. Dogim sha'alu bika'ara minatzli kishu roast him when they were hot, nasan l'tocha ka'ara she'ochlu b'basar. So somehow I had a fleshich bowl, and I put roasting hot par of fish on this bowl. Okay? So dogim she'olu b'ka'ara. Rav Amar asr l'ochlam b'kutach. Rav says, I cannot take this fish and dip it into this kutach, this milchic dip. Ushmul Amar mutol achlam b'kutach. And Shmuel says, I may put him in the dip. Rashi says, why is it aser? Lifisha basar nosar meitam. Because the basar from the plate, the basar went into the plate, from the plate went into the fish, and now it has tam, and you can't put it in. It has tam in the meat, you can't put it in. Shmuel says it's mutter, it's a step removed. It's no saint tam or no saint tam. Right? Shmuel amar mutter, Rab amar aser no saint tamu. Shmuel amar mutter, no saint tam bar no saint tamu. It's a double step removed. Why? What happens here? Let's say, outside, we'll look at Rashi. The tam of the meat goes into the plate. That's step one. The tam of the meat, the plate, goes into the fish. That's step two. That's not no saint tam. That's two steps removed. That's no saint tam bar no saint tam. Known as not bar not. And that Shmuel says is mutter. Let's look at Rashi. No saint tam bar no saint tam. Im hayu mivusholim im basar mamish. Had you cooked this fish with the meat together, then for sure you couldn't eat it with the dip, because then it's transfer of a taste from the meat directly into the fish. Right? Inami also molded Shmuel she also lechol chalav roseach bika'ara the nosin tam rishon habib kibasar gamar. Shmuel also agrees I can't take hot milk and put it onto this plate, because then that plate is the nosin tam right away. Aval ka'ara zo. He atzma ain't a basar. This plate itself is not meat. Ela ayde no same tam. The ain't a basar. It's only no same tam. Yeah. So it only has a tam of meat. And when the tam of meat goes into the fish, it's a second level. And then that fish, you can use it with the fish with the milchic dip. But hadar Rav, and the fact that Rav said that this case of not bar not is still usher, la b'feirish itmar. He never said it explicitly. Ela mechlala itmar. We learned it out. And we derived it from an inference. The Rav ikla lebe Rav Shimi Barchia Barbre. So Rav went to the house of Shimi, who I guess his grandson, Shimi Barchia Barbre. Right, must be his grandson. Chash be'enav. I guess he had pains in his eyes. Avdule Shayafa Bitsa. So they made this sort of refuah from dyes to put on his eyes. Shayafa Bitsa. Shayafa is the dyes, and the tzah, I think, is the bowl. They put it in the bowl. So basar hachi, after that, romole bishule bigava. They put in that same bowl a dish that they cooked him something. Ta'im le tamu de shayafa. Rav tasted the ointment, I guess, in the bowl. Right? Amar, he says to them, yahiv tamu kule hai. It can give so much over. Basically, it seems to be no saint tam bar no saint tam. It was the dye that went into the bowl, and then you cooked, and then from the bowl, the taste of the dye went into the meat. Not bar not. And Rav says, I can still taste it. So you see that he holds that not bar not would be usher, because you can still taste it. He says, Velohi, that's not a raya. Shani hasam din nefish mirara tvei. There was different, because what they were using was very potent, all right? And therefore, that item has such a potent taste, and maybe that would be transferred over and over. But stam, a regular case of meat in the bowl, wouldn't. Seems to be what he's saying. He says, "V'lo v'digabe simonim nafish mirayu marhei mod." Okay, Rabbi Elazar, have a koim kamei demar Shmuel. So Rabbi Elazar is before Shmuel. Asu lekamei dogim she'olu b'ka'ara. They brought before them fish that had been placed, hot fish that has been placed in a fleshich bowl. V'ka'achil b'kutach, and Shmuel l'shitaso ate it with the kutach, because he said it was not barnat. Yahiv lay, so that Shmuel gave to Rav Elazar, v'lo achal, and he didn't eat it, because he was a Talmud of Rav, who said that it's usher to eat it. Amar lay, so Shmuel says to Rav Elazar, this is a wild story, L'rabach yahivi leva achel. I, Shmuel, gave to your master Rav this item, and he ate it. So why aren't you eating it? So Asa, so Rav Elazar, really? So Asa, l'kame to Rav. Rav Elazar goes back to Rav, tells him what Shmuel tells him. Amrele, hadar be mar mishmaite. Were you choser from what you said? Your Brisa, you were quoted as saying that it's not part of our case is usher. Shmuel tells me that you ate it. Were you choser? So Amalei, so Rav says back to Rabbi Lazar, Chasle Lazare de Abra Bar Abba. I don't know, it seems to me it's some sort of language. How Chalila to Shmuel, who's the son of a great man, Dilispe Le Mi De Velosrule, that he would give me something that I don't hold like. Meaning, Lo Hayev Lo Nivro. The story never happened. Shmuel never gave this to me. I was never choser. So what's pshat with Shmuel? What was Shmuel doing? No. So the Rush points out here is that you see from here that you're not supposed to give, even if you hold something as mutter, and somebody else holds it usher, if he has a legit shita, you're not supposed to give it to him. Which then begs the question: why that story back in the beginning of the daf, he forced the liver down his throat when he had something, when he had someone to hold on. But what's going on with Shmuel? That he's telling Rav Elazar that Rav was choser and I gave him this piece and Rav says lo hayo lo nivra. So what, Shmuel, I don't know. There's a long note here. I guess he talks into it, but on the surface it seems like to be a difficult thing. Okay, let's just go a little bit further to get to the chizkia. Okay, Rav Huna v'Rav Chiya bar Ashu have yasve chad b'hai gisa to mabara de sura v'chad b'hai gisa to mabara. Each sitting on opposite sides of the bridge. Yes, it was a river. They're on the opposite sides of the bridge. Lemar Aisule Dogim Sha'ol Bikara the Ochel Bikutach. One of them got this fish that was placed in the flesh of the bowl, and he dipped it in the kutach. He must have held not bar not. It was mutter. Ulemar Aisule Te'enim Va'anovim Betocha Su'uda. And one of them was given, you know, figs and grapes during the meal. The Ochel V'Loberich, and he ate them without making a bracha. They didn't have a meal. They washed already. Right, that meal. So, Mar Amar L'Chavre, so one says to the other, Yasma, what are you doing? I guess you do, Avod Rabba Chachi, did your Rebbe do this? Umar Amar L'Chavre, Yasma, Avod Rabba Chachi, the one says to him, how are you dipping it into the kutach? And one says, how are you eating without a bracha? So, Mar Amar L'Chavre, so the one who ate in the kutach simply said, I'm like a Shmuel Shmuley. I hold like Shmuel, not bar, not as mutter. I'm good to go to dip it into the kutach. Umar Amalei Lechavrei, and the other one says to his friend, Anik Rabbi Chia Svirulei, I hold like Rav Svira, like Rav Chia, Titani Rav Chia, Rav Chia says, Pas, Poteris Kol Mini Me'achal, that when you make a motzi, that potters all the food that you ate, and Yayim Poter Kol Mini Me'ashkim, and the wine potters all the, when I make the bracha on the wine, that potters all of the drinks that I make. So that's why I was able to eat without making the bracha. It's not that I didn't make a bracha. I washed already, and I had what to be somechan. Okay, so we will stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow by the Amar of Chizkia. Have a great day.